פריטי שלום. הרבי שלום. רבי שלום ארוץ. On page 178. את השם. תתחבר ותתחיל להיות. Connect and begin living. Just to remind us, we were talking about before that Am Yisrael were crying in the desert, we don't have flesh, we don't have meat, right? And then he said that if, well, I said, let's say imagine to ourselves, if a time a person would have walked by the camps of Am Yisrael and hear them cry, oh, we come out right away, what happened? Tragedy, something? No, no, everything's okay, everything's okay. No, please tell me, no, no, everything's okay, everything's okay. And then at the end of town, no, we want some meat. You know what I mean? Remember what we had in Mitzrayim. The person would have told them like this, Mishugayim, you're missing the point.
Wasn't our main problem with the Arab rug? It's causing all the problems with this.
But the main point was, right, that we're not, the person merits to be happy with every little point that he does in life. All the external things, they don't touch him. So that's it. על ידי ההתבוננות הזאת אפשר להסביר את כל הבחינות של בני ישראל במדבר. Through this, looking deep into this point, we can explain all the crying about complaining of Am Yisrael in the desert, and all the crying and complaining of each and every one of us until this day. שלאדם חסרים חיים. A person is lacking life. That's what he's lacking. Life. אין לו קשר עם החיים האמיתיים. He's alive, but he's lacking life. Doesn't have connection with true life.
He's existing.
Who met Mehalech. Yami. He's a... You know what I mean? He's a walking corpse. That's what he is.
We have millions of Jews like that in...
I'm almost like that.
No.
And therefore, he's searching for himself. He's in a search. He has a neshama. With all kinds of taivas and imaginations. If I get that girl, then I'll be happy. If I have that amount of money, if I win the lottery, if we go on vacation, then we'll... doesn't say it to himself, but inside, anyone here did tshuva, I hope, right? Knows what I'm talking about. A little bit even, right? Why the door's still open? Anyways, get a person gets the chap, the what's life?
Negative.
I'm telling you, you can see it clearly how people keep Shabbos. There's two ways to keep Shabbos. One way is you have everything in the house. Everything. You have mamash, so much, and everything. Oneg Shabbat, meat, all kinds of meat, in the Tosafot, and before the meal, and after the meal, and good beds to sleep on, fancy, everything kacha special. Let's say you went to a hotel or something, or let's say a person lives like this. I have an uncle and aunt like that. How much did Baruch Hashem? Hashem should give him only wealth, Baruch Hashem. And I hate going to them for Shabbos. I haven't gone in many, many years. But I hate going to them. Hashem Yistachli. I hope they're not listening to them. But I hate going to them for Shabbos. Why? They're lovely. I love them. They're sweetest. But it's lacking. It's not Shabbos. And my Shabbos is so simple. I have a pretty comfortable bed. Yeah, but the food is very simple. I mean, I eat mostly vegetarian anyways. Right? It's very simple food and everything. And but the singing and the joy and the preparation and the doing and that, it gives me life. It gives the whole family life. The whole house is bouncing. And it's not like the house is this is what I have. A few pieces of bread, some potatoes, kimamash. Very simple Shabbos. Of course, more special during the week, but very simple relative to many people make all kinds of things. And still, I'm so happy and so. Why? What's the secret? There's a life in the way a person does things. Life in the way he does things. A person can do Shabbos and he has no life. Right? A person can do Shabbos, he has all life. And everything, it's just, I just gave an example of Shabbos, because right now something happened in my life during last Shabbos that I realized it even more. How it depends on what you're doing, and your happiness, and your life that you're giving to it. You're giving it life. You're giving it life. Okay? Pams de basar, and right? I'll have meat, I'll be happy, and the other time is arayot, right? I'll be with that girl, this woman, I'll be happier. Pams de kavod, if I have kavod, then I'll be happy. Shanara, I'll talk about someone. Lachen ukrazan buche, therefore he's always crying. Why? If I just had this, there's always something that you don't have, there's always something that you're lacking. Itamid chaser lo mashu. Vulo mevin shechaser lo chayim. He doesn't understand, there's only one thing is lacking. It's life, it's called life. That's what you're lacking, life. Kshiyatchil lechapes hakesher im hachayim, once he starts searching for the connection to life, we can always, there's other, always levels, therefore we're always searching for more and more life. It's deep and deep, it can get deeper and deeper. As bimeila yetamid sameach v'lesala klum. Automatically, you'll be always happy, and you won't have lacking anything, like I told you the other week. It's very simple. Chazal teach us. Dat kanita, ma chasarta. Dat chasarta, ma kanita. If you acquired das, what are you lacking in life? If you're lacking das, what did you acquire? Gonished. It all depends on this. Das. If you have das, you don't have das. If you have emuna, you don't have emuna. Happiness doesn't depend on anything external. Anything. I used to tell this in Chile to the people who were in Chile. All the time we used to tell them. What are you looking for? Happiness? Everyone wants to be happy in life. What do you depend on happiness? I'm married, or I have money, I have children, what? What are you depending your happiness on? And if you don't have, you'll be sad. I want to make my happiness depend on something which is eternal. It's called Hashem. I don't know. It's called Hashem. You depend on Hashem. You rely on Hashem. You always be happy. Regardless of your physical situation. Because you'll be ill and happy. You'll be poor and happy. You're childless and happy. Not married and happy. Because what does that do with anything? It's a separate thing. This is practically the message of the book, The Guide to Gratitude. I don't recommend. Everyone is just obligate himself, do himself a favor, and read it. That's the Garden of Gratitude teaches us that the crying of a person all comes out, it springs out from springs off lacking of connection to life. With the purpose, with the goal, people, a person in this world, he doesn't know what he's here, he's just passing through it. Doesn't even know what he's doing here. Open your eyes. If anyone who's crying, complaining, will look deeply in what he's really lacking, he'll see it and he'll understand it clearly. The only thing is lacking connection with Hashem. I remember I had some debts. So I went, Hashem, save me. I should see everything is good. Don't save me and pay my debts. If you want to pay my debts. That's not my thing. But save me that I won't fall into this kfila that there's something bad and it becomes sad. That's the main Yeshua a person needs. The connection with Hashem. That is Yeshua in life. We'll start screaming to Hashem. Tell me chaim, give me life. Tell me chibur itcha, give me a connection with you. Tell me chibur im haTorah Kedoshah, give me a connection with the Holy Torah. Tell me chibur haTachlit, tell me chaim, give me a connection to the purpose, to the goal. The person will just, every time that he has any, what's it called? How do you call it? That's not a problem, Ezra. What do you call it? A challenge. Anytime a person has a challenge in life, right? A problem is by the goyim. They have problems. We have challenges. Hashem, we can grow. Yeah? A challenge. Every time a person has a challenge in life, he connects it all to the tachlis. Why is he in this world? What's the purpose of being in the world? V'chule. Then, he'll not always be happy. Always be happy. He's using the challenge in order to grow. But a person just looks at, oh, I have a problem. It's the same ladder, he's just using it to walk down. הצרות של העולם, כל הבעיות, all the troubles of the world, all the problems. You know why it opens all the time, by the way? Yaakov, you know why the door is opening all the time? Because the window's open. I think there's a
draft.
Yeah, and it pulls it open. It opens every 2 minutes. כל החטאים, all the sins, הכל נובע, it all comes out from the fact that a person doesn't have life. What does that mean? אין לו תענוג מהחיים האמיתיים של דבקות עם השם. He doesn't have pleasure. He doesn't have a concept even what this is. A pleasure from life. Meaning a pleasure from the connection with Hashem. Torah, mitzvot. Doesn't have pleasure from learning Torah. Doesn't have pleasure from doing the mitzvot. Therefore, he's looking for everything else. Like there's people, a lot of people, unfortunately. That's what we always talk about this, right? They have a one leg in this world, one leg in there. On the one hand, they want to do Torah, mitzvot. But they don't have life from that. Because they're not living it. They're not cleaning the Hashem through it. Therefore, they also want this world. A lot of times, it's us also. Right? A person's a little bit hungry, for example. It's mincha time, Mario. A little bit hungry. You can have it quickly so you can run home and eat. But if a person will have pleasure from the Shmonesla, you'll just start Shmonesla, so forget about the hunger, and when he finishes, he'll go eat something. But it's not going to be in his head, I'm hungry, I need to eat. Makara. Makara, you didn't eat for 5 hours, the baby eats less than that. Makara, why are we so... The problem is that we don't have the pleasure from the Torah and the Mitzvah. Right? So Hashem, whatever, what does the person have to daven for? That he should enjoy the Torah and Mitzvah. It's like, yeah, give me life. Give me that. I want to enjoy it, Torah. I want to put on a talis and feel that you're hugging me. I want to put on tefillin and feel that I'm connecting with you as a radar. Right? I remember once I was flying, I don't know where, somewhere, from somewhere to somewhere, in a place where there was no Jews. I thought so. I thought there were no Jews. I put on tefillin. Everyone was staring at me. I was like, in South America somewhere. From one place, South America, another place, in a place where there's no Jews. Hardly any Jews. There are Jews, a few, not many. I put on tefillin. And I daven. And then the plane lands. And this guy gets up like a few lines behind me. And he walks over to me. In Hebrew, Israeli, Israeli. Says, כל הכבוד, אתה חושב שאתה יהודי היחיד במטוס? יש פה עוד יהודים. You think you're the only Jew on the plane? There's more Jews here. I was surprised. Because there's like, there's nothing. It felt weird a little bit. So, anyways. Right? That's why a person is always lacking. He feels the lacking. Not really he's lacking. He's lacking das. That's what he's lacking. Right? He wants the Yelosh Hanara, for example. He needs something to fill him up. He doesn't understand that the only thing that will fill you up is Hashem. Right? Because since he doesn't have life, he doesn't have real oxygen. Right? Right, therefore he falls into all these taivas, both the taivas of the body, right, or the taivas of kavod, right, and then he doesn't have shalom bayis, and yimela v'chule v'chule, he doesn't have air, he doesn't have life, he doesn't have food, empty, and nothing in life, nothing. Kitzo. Get the point, let's start connecting to life. How do you connect to life? How do you become happy?
It's what I do.
How do you know, Ezra? You tried it?
I speak of personal experience.
Ezra, you have to tell your story. Ezra knew Breslev. Can I say a little bit? Ezra knows Breslev since he did Shuvah almost. A little bit, a few years after, right? Right? He knows Breslev. And he heard Shuvah from Breslev, from Nasa Maimon for years, and he went to the Breslev Shuvah. Only one thing he was lacking. It's called Yitbodedut. He heard of Yitbodedut, but he didn't hear it. Practical, go to the field and speak to Hashem for 60 minutes. That he didn't hear. He just heard. Abayim said, this is a great thing. You have to Yitbodedut. So you don't have Hashem here and there, but it's not what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe says to do 60 minutes Yitbodedut. Until Ezra came to Chut Shechesed. And here he started, or a little bit before. Right? And he read and he saw the Rebbe says to do 60 minutes in Baladut. So he decided one day that from day on he's going to do 60 minutes in Baladut. And then it was said that he feels that his whole life until then, he didn't live.
Exile.
Even though he was keeping Torah mitzvahs for many, many years, for 30 years or something, 25 years before him, he was keeping Torah mitzvahs. And he put on tefillin and he did Shabbos and he was married and Baruch Hashem and everything. No, it wasn't life. He started doing 16 million goyim, he started living and growing and fighting. It's just his story, but it's a story of all of us. And a person won't realize this. He won't even know what we're talking about if he doesn't do 60 minutes of goyim every day. 60 minutes of goyim every day. Every single day. Not to leave it. Not to leave it. Yivsha. You're looking for connection with Hashem. Do 60 minutes of goyim. Torah v'chashuv. You must do Torah. You know what David for. And you have to do 60 minutes of goyim. So, now,